I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Man, it seems like just about a year ago we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Star Trek and anticipating a new show from CBS sure to get fans of the franchise excited. It was called Star Trek Discovery, and it was going to be huge, wasn't it? Wait, where is it? Well, there's been some television industry wrangling, and earlier this month at Comic-Con, we got a new trailer for the show. Oh, right, this is radio, so you can't see that it says Netflix Original on it. But it's coming out every week, and also will be on CBS's streaming service All Access. Why is this so confusing, and what does it tell us about the television business these days? Well, University of Michigan media scholar Amanda Lotz is the author of the book The Television Will Be Revolutionized. Amanda, thanks for talking with us.
Glad to join you.
So this is a really strange arrangement. How did it come about? Why did it come about, in your view?
A new edition of Star Trek isn't something that fits the CBS brand exceptionally well, and that's why they're probably putting it on CBS All Access. This is a property that has a rabid fan base around the world.
Yeah.
If you wait a year, a month, even a week after you air it in the U.S., you're going to lose that audience because it's just going to be pirated.
And there's also tremendous potential upside for Netflix as well, right?
In terms of their international viewership, certainly. The other thing to keep in mind, though, is that, you know, I think this is a very strategic and responsible move on the part of CBS to recognize that you can't hold content back anymore in the way that you used to.
One of the interesting things about this to me is that it's going to stream via CBS in the U.S. weekly, which means it will also appear on Netflix weekly.
I suspect there were significant negotiations around that point, and I would not be surprised if we see some changes. So I think for the U.S. audience and in terms of Netflix originals, we're used to always having that full season dump, but that's not necessarily the norm around the world.
You think it's possible this will go in reverse. Essentially, it'll start out as a streaming product, and it might then go to broadcast?
I think it's possible. I think the true fans of Star Trek are going to watch it as soon as it's available. But that might not be the best way to reach your full audience. And if it's available in the CBS library or in the Netflix library, its value is really much more about encouraging subscription to those libraries.
Anything else about this deal that you find suggestive of where this could all go?
This seems like a move that could force people to choose if they don't want to be paying for CBS twice. And so to me, it's surprising that they would be using exclusive content, especially something as high profile as Star Trek in this way.
Amanda Lotz teaches communications, media, and the future of television at the University of Michigan. Amanda, thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.